Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
It's a Hard Knicks Live. It is a Hard Knicks Live. A Hard Knicks Live. Oh, it's a Hard Knicks Live.
You know, hats off to them. You know, they play, they're very physical. They're a really good team. They play to their identity. And Russ is a motherfucker, so.
What up, Knicks fans, and what is up, Barry motherfucking D?
What is up, Craig?
But it seems, Barry, the real motherfucker is Brunson.
Oh, he's a motherfucker.
He is a motherfucker, and we all love that motherfucker. Not as much as we love this motherfucker.
Speak for yourself.
Flanderson Hoop.
That's very sweet, Craig. Very sweet.
We love you, motherfucker.
Oh.
Everyone's a motherfucker today. Not just Barry. Who was that that said that quote that you gave me, Barry, to play at the top of the show?
Colby White, after the game the other night.
He is a bad man, Jalen Brunson. How about back-to-back 40-plus point games, second in the NBA this season in 40-point games behind Luka, right, Barry?
Yep. Yep.
And still, Jalen gets no fucking MVP love, by the way.
He will. Fourth in the league in points ahead of KD. It's fucking crazy. Crazy
and
what's going on
getting better
here.
Every fucking game.
Unbelievable. I mean, all the talk about, you know, now you got Brunson and Randle, but you still need to get a superstar in here. We've got our superstar. And Brunson,
I mean,
is insane.
Is that conversation dead now or what? I get it. We all want like another one, but if you're calling him not a superstar at this point, you're a fucking dick.
No, that case is closed.
It's a dick asshole if you're saying that.
Yeah, I mean, talk about it's steady growth. It's not, you know, going to be like some outlier where he's going to regress. You know, he's arrived. It's insane. It's awesome. I love him. I love every player on this team, really. But what he's become is just like, you know, nobody could fathom.
In the last game against the Bulls, there was one moment where he took a three in the clutch in the fourth quarter, and then he did his thing right by the bench of the Bulls. I kept watching that over and over again because he hit the three, turned around to the fans, and I just saw these Bulls players on the bench looking up at him like, fuck, yeah, that guy's good.
There's that, and
fuck,
then there are times when like the Knicks are battling back, having been down in certain games, and he'll knock down a huge shot, either to put him up ahead or maybe to put the nail in the coffin. The whole bench is going nuts. You know, the other team calls timeout. He's walking to the bench just stone-faced, you know, not jumping up and down, not all excited. He does that little, you know, smelling of the three fingers. But other than that, it's all business, and it's all about getting the win.
He's the man I want to be, Jalen Brunson.
Wow.
Is he not the man you want to be? The fucking look in his eyes, that fire, that anger. Yeah, I know the look you're talking about with those shoulders down, that look. I want to be that man just for a moment.
Yeah, no, he's a strong man. To have that just mental capacity is strong, and he holds it, you know. Even in post game interviews, he tries to keep it cool, say all the right things. And after the game the other night, they asked him, they brought up his high school days because he played in Chicago, and that like took him out of it, and he actually smiled and it like relaxed him. But it just reminds you of like this front he puts on because he's all about business, and it's a 24-hour job for him.
If he can just stay healthy, God willing, these years as a Knick, I just see huge things for him. I think he's way up there.
He's already carving himself out
in all time Knicks players.
But look at all these things that he does. Like,
who's fucking better than him? I mean, I hate to say it.
I know.
I hate to say it because you got Patrick, you got Clyde. But come on, he's doing shit that nobody's done.
Yeah, they put up these lists every game, and it's like another thing that he's just surpassed every Nick that's come before him. And to do it at the point guard position, and it's not just the scoring, which is amazing, because again, this was not his prototype, you know, when we signed him. But it's not just that. It's the fact that he is passing the ball. He's not selfish. He just wants to win. And that's like every guy on this team. They don't care, you know, if he has, you know, back-to-back-to-back-to-back possessions where he is looking to score. Because if he is, it's the best opportunity that they have at that moment.
He will average 30 points a game next season. Mark my words.
Well, again, well, I mean, year, there was a boost with Randall. Have Randall out. Let's back. Not forget that.
It doesn't matter.
Which is fine.
It's gonna keep going.
I mean,
stop being so fucking negative. Watch.
It's not a negative wait. Thing. I there's think no, it's good for
no
the
reason,
Knicks.
There's no
if
reason
Randall
to argue.
Could come back I mean, and just, put up the points.
Just wait. He will. He will. I get it. Randall's not here. Big deal. Randall's half the fucking player that Jalen Brunson is. Half. And Randall's great. But he's half the fucking player. Plays half the season, too. So,
ooh.
You know.
Well,
that's
year.
Not typical, though. That's, come
this
on.
Year, that's this year.
That's not like him. He plays on. Deep into the season.
Well, so this year he's a quarter of the player, then. Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, the NBA, and the NHL. What? In the NHL playoffs. It's not really a summer sport, but all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today. How many fucking cash register sounds are we doing? Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. What are you consolidating? Saving sounds for the other
reason? I just wanted to keep hitting the cash register.
Okay. Go crazy in this next one. Hey, Believe Nation. As you all know, we've partnered with Cut, the social betting platform. Cut is a peer-to-peer betting platform that allows you to bet directly against your buddies and other fans. That's right. You can join the Believe Hard Knicks Life crew on Cut today, if we all fucking joined it, and bet directly against your friends and others on the app, on your favorite sports, pop culture, and politics topics. Cut is the ultimate put your money where your mouth is platform, and it's legal here in New York. Be sure to follow @cutbet, @KUTTBET on all your social media channels, and download the app via the App Store or cut.com. Use code BLEAV Hardnicks for a 10% deposit bonus.
Oh, I bet you can.
What you have in your pocket, Blandy? Speaking of that, you used to love a website, cut.com, another one.
I did?
You love men that are cut, yeah.
You're such an idiot.
Let's fucking bet on this.
Oh, by the way, OG, great to see him playing well offensively for a little bit in that last game.
Yeah. Huh?
Hell yeah.
Is OG back? Had a couple great slams in the game. It was just nice to fucking see. And hopefully that continues. Guys, I think we got so many fucking voicemails last week. A lot of shout outs to Ralph. I just want to start with these. And I think these will just dictate the show, because everyone's talking about the Knicks past few games in them as well. Hear from some people that we haven't heard from in a while. So let's listen to all these motherfuckers, Blandy. Can you hit the voicemails? Go in order.
Hey, boys. Having to talk to you guys a few. I feel the need to call. This one's for Ralph, man. Ralph, if you're listening, but I'm so sorry for your loss. I haven't heard the new pod. I just heard the news, and I just went on Twitter and shouted you out, but definitely wanted to hear from us, at the Hard Knicks family. We're here with you, man. prayers up, like I said, and I'm so sorry for your loss, man. Rest in peace, Chaney. Thanks.
That was nice, Brandon.
Very nice, Brandon. And listen to the fucking podcast, Brandon. Come on. Okay. Who's up next?
Next one.
Hey, guys, it's Darian. I haven't called in, I don't know, a long time. And, you know, as I was listening to the most recent episode, first of all, you know, rest in peace, Jamie. Ralph, we love you. Got your back. That honestly was really shocking news. I did not see that coming. But I realized the reason why I never call, or I haven't called in a really long time, is, Barry, what the fuck? The way you say the phone number to call, 516 mesh, I just can't keep the cadence of it. I don't know. If you guys ever seen King of Queens with that ordering pizza scene, your cadence, I don't know. I can't ever follow the numbers. Maybe I'm dyslexic. I don't know. But I finally took my time. I wrote it down. I got a little notebook here and wrote it down. I had to write down the number.
I always say this,
maybe,
by the way, Barry.
Save it in my phone.
Nobody knows what the fucking letters are.
We'll see what happens.
Blah, 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 blah. Mesh 1. So it's your fault, Barry. So
when I know what he's talking about.
Mesh 1.
I know what he's talking about with cadence, because there is a way to do cadence, whether it's given a credit card number, whether it's to a phone number. 516-336-3741. I know how numbers are grouped together, but for our fucking, you know, I don't know if this is called an acronym. It's not really called an acronym.
Not,
whatever it's called.
That's not what
it's not
called.
An acronym. But you know what I mean. With the letters.
I don't know.
516-33-MESH-1. I thought that's an easier way to remember. Maybe I'll just fuck it. Fuck it. I won't even say that anymore.
So
I
we could be getting
numbers.
More people calling in, and it turns
that
out
it
that it's your all fault right. That people aren't calling in, Barry.
All right, fine. I deleted it from my screen because I'm
good.
Usually looking at it.
Good.
It's no longer there.
There you go, Darian.
Let's get back
problem
to Darian.
Fixed.
I'll probably forget and move on to this other things. But anyway, like I said, it's Darian. I don't know if you guys remember. I've called maybe twice, three times, whatever. Damn, where was I going with this whole thing?
Let me
just give you guys a little update. I'm fresh off a 4-day, you guys might like this. It's been a while since you talked about this. 4-day fucking shitstorm of a flu.
Ooh.
Literally shitting for 4 days straight. Hmm. I don't know how this happened. I came back from Spain, had a great time, came home, all of a sudden a truck hit me and I got hit with apparently the flu. Stomach flu, whatever. I had fever, chills, nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach. I don't know. I just had every symptom in the book. I've lost 10 pounds.
Diarrhea
like
call.
Shit, but
fantastic.
I'm finally feeling a lot better. I actually have some IHOP in front of me now because I really don't
IHOP.
Like how skinny I got, but that's besides the point. It's been a crazy season, and it's funny you guys talked about the Julius Randle surgery. And as I was listening to it, Woj just released the fucking breaking news. Of course, Julius Randle going to be out for the season with shoulder surgery. Why did it take this long for this to happen? I don't know. For some reason, I kept the hope inside that maybe he'd come back. He'd come back, you know, maybe we'd have a shot in the playoffs. Might go on a little run, but I just don't know anymore. Jalen Brunson's been doing everything under the book. Everything he could do possible to, you know, Dante DiVincenzo, Josh Hart.
All right, pause.
It's been,
listen, we're going to pause it. We're going to comment on.
Really,
let's just talk about the Julius Randle thing.
Of the season when we had all
pause
that
the fucking voicemail,
well,
Lanny. Are you okay?
It's almost done. There's 11 seconds left. So.
Oh. Well, he's got two more that come after this. So
oh, okay.
Just pause it right now.
He does?
Darian calls like three times. So let's just stop it on each one when we want to talk about something and then move on to the next.
Okay.
Can't be the fucking Darian show, Darren. Darian. You know, thank you for calling in. And he called in three times, Barry. So now he knows the fucking number, by the way.
Got the cadence.
Is it now?
By the way, Darian, just put us in your phone and then just call it Hard Knicks Live. You call whenever you want.
That's a easy pro tip right there.
Did the Julius? There's a pro tip, life hack. Did the Julius Randle news come out this week? Since we
it came
did the
out
last
the day
show?
After we recorded,
literally
yeah.
the day after
oh,
our
shit.
Show.
But it was funny
well,
because when we were recording
the show,
though, I think we all said it didn't feel like he was coming back. You know, you specifically
right.
said that, so. You know, that was accurate. But yeah, it came out the next day. But again, if he would have got the surgery right away at the beginning, he wouldn't have been back for the playoffs anyway. Obviously, you know, it came out he wanted to come back. And there was a chance by not having the surgery and strengthening it up, there was a chance he can be back, which he wanted more than anything. I don't doubt the medical staff on the team. I don't doubt Randall's desire. None of that. It is what it is, frankly. And it sucks, you know, for the year they're having. But, you know, shit happens.
Yeah, like you said, if he got it right away, he wouldn't. Some people say he would have made it maybe back by the playoffs, but most doctors are saying that's not true. He gave it a shot. They obviously got to a point. You heard that he re-injured it possibly when he started some contact basketball a few weeks ago or 5 weeks ago
contact
or something
with
like that.
Pads or whatever.
In late February or something. So he apparently re-injured it. They obviously are having him do the surgery now, because they want to have him at least ready for maybe the start of next season or early next season. The longer you wait now, the more it's going to dig into next season. So they took a calculated risk. Didn't work out. But it really doesn't. There's no harm there. As long as he's ready for next season, should be fine. And it's good that we know. I think it's good for the team that they now know, right? Hart knows he's a starting power forward. These guys know they're going with Mitch, OG, and Jalen. That's still great to get those guys back. I think they still have a shot to make a good run here without Julius. It would have been great to see Julius out there, but to be honest, I don't know how great it would have been to have him come back rusty for the playoffs. He's starting. The whole lineup is shaken up. Team's got to get used to him again. I'm so fine rolling with this team right now.
Yeah, single player that's on the court in that Knick uniform, and we've seen it, is giving it 100%, diving for balls. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if you're a superstar Jalen Brunson, if you're Isaiah Hartenstein, if you're Joshua. Everybody's diving for balls. They're giving it every single thing they have with all the tenacity. You really want Randall favoring his shoulder, and now you've got like four guys and then one guy that's kind of tiptoeing around his injury? No, you don't want that. You want everybody at 100%.
That too. And I feel bad saying this, but I'll fucking say it. Like, they're playing great without him. I would rather have him, obviously. Great player.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you don't know what that's going to do to the team. And we do really have a team now of fucking dogs that are doing anything it takes to win. And we all know that Julius has his ups and downs with that. So I am, like I said, very cool just seeing this group of guys go, because they're all of the same exact fucking mindset out there. Aside from maybe Bojan and Alec Burks, but the guys who are going to play in the playoffs are the same mindset.
Alec Burks is done.
Is he injured?
No, but he doesn't play.
No, he's just fucking done. He sucks. Yeah, yeah. I mean, is Precious okay? Did he play in the last game?
No, he didn't play in the last game.
He's been struggling a bit, and he's not good, playing well enough to get in there.
No.
He's getting
too close. I mean, he's on an expiring anyway. I don't think he's going to be on this team next year anyway. Yes, did he give us great quality minutes? Yes, 100%. May we need him in the postseason?
He may come in
yes.
in spots, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
But with OG back, he's not, like, there aren't really minutes for him.
Plus Mitch, you know, now that Mitch is... Mitch, by the way, is fucking starting to look nice out there. Oh,
yeah. You think?
Oh, yeah. He's so
big. All over Twitter, it's just, we have to trade Mitch. It's ridiculous.
I'm not on Twitter.
It's just
against Milwaukee, what he was doing, like the blocks, and you just feel like he's getting there. All right, next, Darian. Voice one number two and three from Darian. No, just go to the next one. We can't play 7 minutes. Did I not make myself clear, Barry? Was I not clear?
I think you were very clear.
There were 11 seconds left. It's not like...
I don't give a fuck. We're just... Next one.
Damn, my message got cut off. I guess I was rambling too much. Anyway, even though it's a disappointing season, I still had a great time, you know, listening to you guys talk about it, watching the game. I mean, it's still been a good
season.
Run. You know, we've built something here.
What are you talking
about? Exciting to watch.
I don't know what he's talking about,
I really,
bro.
It's nice to see
you. Darian, shut up. What are you saying?
Really
the season's still going.
He's probably just talking about injuries. You know?
It's not a disappointment. Have you ever watched a team play this hard?
Have you looked at the fucking standings, Darian? Have you looked at the standings and seen that big Nets logo sitting there in third place, knocking on second place's door?
It's not a disappointing season.
In his defense, he's probably just talking about Julius going down. I'm sure that's what he's talking about.
There'll be plenty of time to mope.
Crazy talk.
Okay, can you just wait till fucking summertime?
Guys, the Knicks are out. Great contracts, and so
vying for the two seed.
Even if this season is a wash, I'm still excited. You know, I just I don't know about OG though.
Wash?
He's going to demand a lot of money.
They're an MVP candidate on this team.
What do you guys think?
We're talking over rumors. Who's going to demand a lot of money?
OG.
Pay that man his money.
You think so?
Yeah. Fuck, are you kidding me? We're 17-3 with OG on the floor. You see what the OG effect. Yeah, you got to pay him.
Just got to stay on the floor.
Even with that glass elbow, we pay him?
Look, I understand that he's, you know, mainly only going to give you like 55 games. I get it. I want OG. All right? Make it happen.
I want him to. He's, whatever. You take your chances. We've paid a lot worse, a lot more. All right. You may continue, Blandy.
It's 4 years, $150 million. I don't know. Some crazy number I've seen. And I don't know. Do we sign him for that? Do we take our chances with this? I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, really, I guess that's all I have. That's all I can remember anyway, so...
Nope, it's not it.
I haven't missed an episode.
Back.
Just keep it up, guys. And Blandy, man, just be more confident in your news stories. We want to hear it. Just don't say, oh, I don't know if you guys have heard this or this isn't much. Just get out with it, man. Come on out with it. All right. See you guys.
Still getting advice.
This is Darian.
Confidence, Blandy.
Yeah. 4 years for 160 for OG. Yeah, that might be much, but I don't mind paying him a little over $30 million a year. That's fine. I don't think he warrants 40.
Oh, shit. No,
but in the 30s, is okay. Look, he's making 20 now, all right? Bump him up to a little over 30. Hopefully, he's happy.
What do you want? Everything? Your elbow's all fucked up, bro.
Exactly.
Next voice.
Holy shit. Third voice, no. One thing I forgot to mention, my time in Spain, which was fantastic. I was in Barcelona, Madrid. I saw Knicks gear all over the place, so... I just thought that was really cool. Lots of Knicks fans out in Spain.
Darian hasn't called in 7 years.
Barcelona. When I was there,
stop.
I tried to find some basketball courts to play, but you know, I didn't really get a chance to. But yeah, that was one of the main reasons why I wanted to call. And I guess I don't know, fucking know, ADD, ADHD, whatever the one is that you don't lose track of shit. But yeah, I just saw a lot of Knicks gear out there, and it just made me proud. So, all right, peace, y'all. This is Darian, by the way.
Darian. Thanks, Darian. We got it, Darian. Oh, let's recap the voicemail from Darian. Diarrhea.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like he got hit by a truck.
Okay.
Shit truck.
I, by the way, had Japanese today for lunch at work. I had diarrhea four times in about 11 minutes.
Wow. That wasn't one sesh?
That is.
I was so embarrassed going to the bathroom over and over again.
Do not.
I didn't know what to do.
Go in there.
Woo! Was that bad? What did you eat?
I have no idea what happened.
Was it like a sushi roll or something, or like
two sushi rolls and a spring roll? Then I had I think it might have been, and then I had this little black and white cookie that someone had gave me.
Okay, I mean that shouldn't then, do anything.
Well, it did. It did.
Huh?
I literally had to say to people, I was like, my stomach is fucked up. I'm out of here. I'll be back.
Wow. It was that bad that noticeable that you needed to tell people.
Yeah. Well, I went in to meet with someone and I had to leave like 12 seconds later before we even did what we were supposed to do. So I had to say something.
Right.
I was like, can you give me a few minutes? I came back like 30 minutes later.
Oh,
I went back in there and I was like, I went to the bathroom four fucking times since I was last in here. Great shit, man. What's wrong with our bodies? Next one.
Keep going.
Hi, it's Rich from Lincoln. That's the Lincoln far side of the pond. I just wanted to say how sad I was at Janie's passing. I just want to say my you know, my thoughts are with Ralph. We're definitely all thinking of you. My heart's with you. On Bright to Basketball News, let's go Knicks! What a win. What a win that was. What a turnaround. Craig, that one is for you. What a win. I hope that puts more pep in your step. Come on,
that's
Knicks.
A drop. This is a fucking drop masterpiece.
Which point?
The whole thing?
That'll pep in your step.
Hey, let's go, Knicks. That one's for you, Craig. Pep in your step. Rich from across the pond.
That's right.
By the way, before we started this show, I joked around and I said, I asked Blandy if his dick was hard. He said, no, he would never. But when people call in with that accent, you know you get hard, Blandy.
No. I mean, Barry, I love accents.
Did you see his head turn?
Yeah.
Well, when that accent came in?
Because I love the accents.
Blandy's like, where is this dialect?
I love the accents. Right, I love doing accents. You know that I love that. So when somebody calls in, I mean, that's not somebody we've ever heard from before, correct?
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
I like that one. That was good.
He's going to leave me listen to that all night long.
All right, next one.
Yeah.
Yo, fellas. It's Josepe. I had called in the other night before I had listened to the last episode. I didn't realize Janie had passed away. Wanted to give my deepest sympathies to Ralph. I thought you guys handled that in a really touching manner. And feel terrible, but love the way you guys honored her. And Ralph, man, hang in there. Hope it all goes well. There'll be brighter days ahead, both for you and hopefully for our Knicks. All right, it's a hard Knicks life. Hope to pay out.
Okay. Should I get us
the Jotepe call before he sent that in?
If you have it.
I do have it. I'll get that and we'll play it in a little bit.
All right, I'll keep going. We got four more here.
Hey, Jotepe again. Just calling after the last episode.
Oh, fuck that. Here's another one.
I finally finished it. And I just wanted to acknowledge Barry's sense that this was a very unsettling week of mystique of happenings. Obviously, the news about Janie, but also, you know, the news about Randall and being out for the rest of the season, the losses to Miami and Chicago, and then for me, my daughter managed to put two of our three cars out of commission in the span of about an hour. And then we capped it off with an earthquake.
Yeah.
Or two earthquakes in New York. Right. So that is an unsettling mystique of happening. And that's all I want to say.
You know what?
Yeah.
I think Jotepe just made me realize how the fuck did I not make that a drop? You gotta make that a drop.
I have to go back
and do that because mystique of happenings
I think we need some merch, Mystique of Happenings t-shirts. Come on.
Yeah, this is the Mystique of Happenings season.
Can you design that with like a beaver behind it or something?
How did I miss that? Like that should have been, I should have had that ready to go immediately.
Mystique of Happenings. Where were you guys for the earthquake? Man, that was scary, huh?
I was in school. I was teaching. The whole room shook. It was rumbling and everything. Yeah.
I was at work. It was a rumbling.
So I was on a Zoom call for work, this fucking 10 a.m. call we do every day. And so I'm on it with people from all over the place, like some people in New Jersey, on Long Island. You got people in the office in Manhattan.
Wow.
You got someone in Maryland. Like you got people from everywhere, right?
Right.
And then, so we're doing it. And then suddenly one person jumps up and he's like, what the fuck? And I don't know what's going on, but I just feel like something's happening at his house. And then immediately we're all on camera, right? Then I feel the shaking.
Wow. I'm
like, oh, shit. I guess he jumped because of the earthquake. He was in New Jersey, right by the epicenter.
Oh, wow.
So he felt it first. And then right after he said that, my house started shaking.
Wow.
Like we all experienced like a fucking idiot. Like I've never really experienced that. So I'm on Zoom just telling this guy, I think it's funny. my puppy is behind me on the couch. I immediately grab him and I crawl under the desk right here on the Zoom call.
For real?
I thought you're supposed to get under something to cover in case everything comes
down. Right, but then it comes down on the desk comes down on you.
My wife told me after that was fucking dumb. You're supposed to go in a doorway.
You get a doorway.
So that was what I did during the earthquake.
Well, I was teaching for the first one. And then the second one, I was on the toilet at home.
Oh, of course.
The whole house shook. The crazy thing
for when you're on the toilet.
I was in a text chat with a group of people, and I wrote in all caps, earthquake. And then like a split second or two later, somebody else who's further out east on the island, they're like, what? They wrote what? And then the next thing, they're like, oh, holy crap. Yeah, like I wrote it, and then he felt it after I wrote it. So he had like a little bit of a heads up that something else was coming. But yeah, being on the toilet was a little disconcerting. That was a little strange.
What is happening? Have you guys watched Three Body Problem on Netflix yet? You start that, Barry?
No, but I've heard about it.
No.
Oh, you got to watch that shit.
Oh, okay.
Check it out.
Barry, did you run outside, Barry, when you heard the earthquake? I mean, when you felt the earthquake? Did you run outside?
No, why? Why? No,
I just wanted to know if you ran outside. I ran outside. No,
is that what you're supposed to do?
I didn't put on shoes though. No shoes.
What is he getting at here?
Fuck shoes.
Oh, Dane Cook. Right? Is that Dane Cook? Yeah. Wow.
Did he do a joke about an earthquake?
No, it was actually about a car crash, but
okay.
Here
we go, next one.
Wow.
Deep cut. It's a deep cut.
Did you guys see Dane Cook together? I'm trying to make sense of this.
Multiple times.
We used to be into him.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, multiple times. Wait, is that Ralph? Did I just hear Ralph? Oh, shit.
Next win. We beat the Bucks. We're still tied for fourth with Jane Bass. My sister-in-law and brother-in-law listened to your last podcast about Janie, and they said, well, I guess we're going to have to be Nick fans now. They thought it was a great, great, great show, and I did too. I thank you so much for it.
Good old Ralph.
You're welcome, Ralph.
Yeah.
Hopefully you get a kick out of all these callers calling in. This is the most voicemails we've ever gotten, I think.
No, it's crazy.
All to pay their tributes to Janie. I mean, I don't know, though, because three of them were from Darien, and two or three were from Hota Bay. But it's still a great turnout.
It's a lot. Right? It's more than usual.
Great turnout.
All right, we got two more to go here.
Hey, fellas, it's DB. First and foremost, I want to give my condolences to Ralph. I cannot believe the news. It was a very sad episode, but, wishing him the best and just very, very shocking. Moving to the Knicks, I'm also shocked, honestly, about Jalen Brunson and what this man, is able to do on the basketball court and that he's ours. And as a Knicks fan, I'm just waiting for something bad to happen. I hope nothing bad happens.
Don't put that out there.
But as a Knicks fan, and maybe more so as a Jew, I can't help but think another shoe is going to drop and something bad.
Wait, hold on. Did he say as a Knicks fan and as a Jew? Is that what he said?
Yeah, Jewish people understand what he means, Blandy. It's okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
The shoe's going to drop. Am I the Jew
only
shoe?
One who's scared of the next bad thing that's going to happen? Because it just feels like we can't have nice things. And Jalen Brunson is just fucking incredible. I can't even believe it.
I honestly don't even want to go there, talk about it, think about it.
Yeah, don't put that bad.
I feel like I don't want to put anything bad out there. Let's just enjoy what we have while we have.
Don't you put that evil on me.
Yeah, it's like don't put it out there in the ether, in the universe. All right, last one here.
I mean, I will never buy a Brunson jersey because I don't even
want to
fucking risk that.
Good point.
Really?
Never. It's sad. I'm realizing that I can't buy any jerseys anymore.
What if 4 years go by, four great years. We sign into extension. Is it just like, do you think you could? Saying never?
I don't think I can buy a jersey of my favorite player again. I would have to buy, like, I was thinking the other day I should buy a Julius Randle jersey because I just need a jersey of a current guy, but someone that I'm not, won't be devastated if something happens, you know?
I love this new jersey they've been wearing this year too, with the pinstripes and the black on the sides and the double New York. It's really nice.
They should. If I had to get one right now, I think DiVincenzo would be nice, but I don't want to risk anything for anyone.
How about Hart? How about Hart?
Hart's a good one too. There's so many. McBride, Ananobi,
Alec Burks.
Burks, Bogdanovich. Yeah, why not?
Alec Burks.
Daquan Jeffries.
Who's the guy on the bench? Is that Daquan Jeffries?
Charlie Brown Jr.
Who's the guy on the bench? Listen, it's sad that I don't know who it is, but who's the guy that was wearing the Paul McCartney t-shirt the other night? Do you know what I'm talking about? You didn't notice that?
I know what you're talking about.
I'm not bringing it up because of the Paul McCartney t-shirt, but every game he's fucking got so much energy off the bench.
Well, what's his name
from a few years ago?
Yeah, the guy from North Carolina. Shit. The team mascot.
Who's he talking about?
The team mascot. He played at North Carolina, the guy who was just always up slapping everybody's hands. What was his name?
The team mascot.
The person that you're talking about who was just always yelling and screaming for everybody. Who was that?
Are you talking about from previous seasons?
Yes.
Theo Pinson?
That's it. Theo Pinson, yes.
Yeah, well, Craig's talking about somebody on the roster now.
Right, yeah, but he reminds me of
Theo Pinson, yeah.
Bitch.
Oh,
fuck you, bitch.
You're the bitch. I mean, jeez. Wow. Let me see. I don't know who these guys are at the end of the bench because they're going back and forth between. Well, let's see.
We're gonna research this right now. We're gonna try to figure this out.
It's not Jacob Toppin, obviously. It's either Daquan Jeffries. God. Is it Shake Milton?
This mattered like circa 2017 when it's the Daquan Knicks were shit.
It is Daquan Jeffries. Okay. I'm pretty confident. We just got one last voicemail, so after you get through these, we got one last one from Ralph, and it's a good one.
Oh, okay.
He's updating us on things going around the league right now as we're talking. Oh, so,
all right. So let's listen.
It'll be fitting
one.
For the last one tonight to be from Ralph anyway.
Awesome.
Okay, listen, I know silly, jargon sort of messages.
What?
But man, this isn't.
Oh, Murder Jim.
I just want to offer condolences and love and support. For fucking Ralph, I can't imagine what you're going through, man. And I'm, if my empathy and my heart was out with you, man, I'm that's rough. I'm so sorry. I mean, the people that love us and support us for our insane Knicks fucking fandom. I can't imagine. And I just, you've got my fucking heart, man. And I just offer love and empathy to you, man. If you ever need anything to me, I mean, I'm not really on super social media, but I'm on Twitter or whatever. You can find me and just, if you need anything, man, it's awful. I'm sorry, man. This is not a cool message to hear or to leave, but you know, man, I'm so sorry, man. Hang in there, man. Be strong, man. You know, I know it's just a silly little show that we participate in, but you know,
hey.
Your stuff makes us laugh and gives us humor and means something. So hold on to the good things, man.
Wow. A subdued Murder Jim.
Yeah. All right. So this is from Ralph, he said.
So with the Heat loss today, the Knicks have clinched a playoff spot. They will not be in the play-in. They will be in the playoffs for certain. Hopefully it's the second or third seed, but somewhere right in there. Looks good right now for the third seed, but we'll see.
Well, that's good news, Blanny, especially since I've been texting you all week. Oh, we're going to drop into the play-in. I had to get super superstitious lately, Barry. I've been
not watching the games.
Not watching the games, because when I've been watching them, we lose. I'm not even, but I check the score on ESPN like every 30 minutes, because the more frequently I would check it, the closer the games would get. And the when we were losing, the further we'd get away from the team. So when I wasn't watching, like we did some comebacks. We had some big comebacks. But I watched the game after it's over, then I watched the whole game.
You know none of that matters, right?
It matters.
It's not real.
1,000%.
It's not real. That's not how. That's not how.
All right, you all
works.
Hear that music.
Not how it works.
It's time for the news with Paul Anderson.
Okay, let's do this. I'm going to do this, and I am confident about it. I'm excited.
You get it, Landy.
Yeah. So let's start off here. It's quite a bit, actually, to go through. Late-breaking news, Drew Holiday has signed a 5-year, $135 million extension with the Celtics. You know, big money for Drew Holiday, so good for him. I don't know if you remember, but just last week I told you about how Kings center Domantas Sabonis had set the most recent double-double streak, like the longest streak, quite some time. Well, that ended. That ended Tuesday night, yesterday, against the Thunder. Only had 8 points and 13 boards, did not hit double digits in assists. So just like that, we mention it, gone. The errors on the bottom of the Kobe Bryant statue, fixed. All taken care of, all right. Which is good to know.
That's a good follow-up story.
Speaking of the Lakers, Bronny James is entering the 2024 NBA draft while maintaining his college eligibility. Why? I don't know. You know, some team is probably going to take a chance on him in the hopes that they can lure LeBron for a year or two. But why, like the seventh best guy on a college basketball team is declaring for the draft. No clue. But he can always go. But he also entered the transfer portal, so if he doesn't get drafted, he's probably not going to be at USC next year. The Hornets. We talked last week about Steve Clifford stepping down at the end of the season. They have asked for permission to interview Lindsey Harding, who is the coach of the Sacramento Kings G League team, the Stockton Kings. She is a female. If she were hired, she would be the first female coach in the NBA. She actually just became the first woman to be named the G League Coach of the Year last week after leading the team to a 24-10 record. So I know a lot of people for a long time thought maybe Becky Hammon had the chance to be the first female coach, but here they are interviewing this particular woman. I guess she was a star at Duke, was a star in the NBA. I mean, the WNBA number one overall pick. So you got that going on. Mm. Just in weird little game happenings, I don't know if you saw the game between the Celtics and the Bucks yesterday. I know Barry and I, we bet on that because Barry had a feeling about that game. Do you know how many free throws were shot in that game?
How many free throws were shot in that game? 30.
Two. The Celtics The Celtics did not take any foul shots. Giannis took two in the first quarter, and that was it. There were no other foul shots during the game. The Celtics not taking any is the first time in NBA history that a team went through an entire game without shooting any foul shots at all, which is crazy. What else we got? NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said that if it turns out that there was some weird stuff going on with Jontay Porter with those prop bet things a couple of weeks ago, that he will probably be gone for good. That he said it was the cardinal sin, and if it's true, he has every right to get rid of him. Last two things. John Morant had a ruling in his favor this week regarding that civil suit that was fired by that 17-year-old kid that said he got beat up. So it now makes it a little bit harder for this guy to actually win the civil case. He has to be able to like really prove now it's on him to prove that Morant should be civilly liable. And then last but not least, Just another follow-up story. Apparently, Glenn Taylor decided not to sell to A-Rod and his partner because he heard that A-Rod and his partner were going to like massively slash the Timberwolves' budget when they took over. That right now they are at above the luxury tax threshold, and their plan was to bring the team below the luxury tax threshold. They would have gone from paying $25 million for being over it to actually being so far under it that they would get a tax distribution from the NBA and the rest of the league. And he just decided that that was not something that he wanted to allow to happen. And that is the way the basketball bounces.
Mm. By the way, the Magic lost tonight.
Yes, they did.
To the Bucks.
Surprised the Bucks won.
So we are a game and a half ahead of fifth place Magic and half a game ahead of the fourth place Cleveland. So it feels like we're locked into like a top. I don't want to say. Oh, fuck this. I'm not saying it.
There's still three.
Cleveland
games
won. Yes. Cleveland won, right?
If the season ended today, we'd be going up against Indiana.
But I feel confident in a top four seed and not dropping below that. Right.
Well, we're going to play, the Bulls
again.
Unless
we lose all our games. But
who we should be able to beat. I mean, the Celtics really have nothing to play for.
No, we won't beat the Celtics.
Well, it depends on who plays. You know, maybe KP sits out. Al Horford sits out.
Yeah, they're going to want to fine-tune everything. You know? And, rest some of their guys, make sure everybody's tip top.
All right, Barry, do you want to give everyone the number tonight in the way?
What's the phone number?
Sure, this is for Darian. 5163-367-41.
What the fuck was
Why
that?
Why did you say it in that weird cadence? What the fuck was... Are you joking?
That's just to fuck with Darian. That's just to fuck with Darian. No, 516.
I don't even know if you gave the right number.
I'm joking.
What was that?
516-336-3741. That's 516- 336-3741.
Now that's how you give a phone number. That's how you do it.
Mm.
That was nice. I was impressed with that.
All right, the final stretch of the season here, boys, and then we're in the playoffs.
That's crazy.
Three fucking games.
Yep.
Boston. Who are they against, Blandy? Boston, Chicago.
Boston,
and
Chicago. I don't know who the
Well, not in that order.
Is.
Boston and then Brooklyn in a back-to-back Thursday
Brooklyn,
and Friday.
Right.
And then Sunday at 1, final game of the season against Chicago. Have we played Chicago yet this year?
No,
we played the Bulls
this year
three times in the last... How do they make us play them three times in like a week? What is
How
that all about?
How many times do we play them all season? Is it four? We played three in the last week?
Doesn't make any sense.
No, I think it's just three against them. They're not in our... in our division.
We played them before this week. Have we not?
Yes, we definitely did.
Yeah.
Chicago, did we play them? Oh, yeah. We played them in January.
By the way, how about that fucking... The dunk off the backboard attempt in Chicago?
Oh, my God. I had to watch that. I had to watch that like 10 times.
What happened there?
I think Drummond thought he was throwing it to him. Because why wouldn't you be? There were no defenders like in front of them two. Why would you pass it yourself if you got somebody trailing you? So Drummond went up.
Oh, so you blame the Craig.
I blame Torrey Craig. Yeah.
He just wanted to throw it down in a stylish way. And then here Drummond is fucking him from behind.
That was great.
Don't you love watching other teams be what we used to be?
Yes.
So he's fucking him from behind?
Basically.
Yeah, that's right.
Butt fucking?
Yeah. All right, boys. Until next time, the next time we talk, the season will be over and we will know who we're playing in the first fucking round. Hopefully. I don't know. I guess that depends on the plans. Until next time, it is a hard
Knicks
life.
It's a hard Knicks life.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.